Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I mean, they got a lot of really talented people around here. Some people are so talented, they got them on like 15 shows. They spread them around like peanut butter. They will put them on anything. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter cinnamon rolls. I mean, I can't even keep track of all the genius around here. The multiple show people. There's some people that just do every show.
It is amazing.
They're on every show. I want you to know how little I like anyone or want to do anything with anyone. Ever. I just don't want to go to the Christmas party. And I don't need to do other shows.
You can invite them fishing.
I love fishing with my colleagues because there is just so much talent here. To go fishing with them is the ultimate experience in camaraderie and connectivity. Just being able to connect with my colleagues and spend as much time with them as possible has been a key to my success in my career. And particularly here, where everyone's such great friends. We're in the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Soccer plays every day in Russia. You go to PharrellOnTheBench.com. Baseball plays. You go to PharrellOnTheBench.com. Boxing plays. MMA. You get the gist, right? PharrellOnTheBench.com. Football's right around the corner. I'm the best at that, too. Sign up today. So, Mavi, that one was even tighter and better than ever.
It's perfect. Just as we like it.
So you mean, like, it would make the guy really happy that stalks me about it?
Probably would, yes, if you ever listen to it.
The stalker lawyer that stalks me, you think that'll make him happy? I can't stand that, dude. I have no comment further. I don't even know who I'm talking about. I don't even know the guy's name, but I don't like him. I know that. And I hope he hears me. I don't like you. I don't even know you, and I don't like you. I've never met you. I don't know your name. I still don't like you. Don't ever come around here acting like you're my buddy either, like one of those power suit moves, like you pretend like you like me and I don't even know you. Just don't do it. I'll elbow you in the face because I will post you up and drop 20 in your face. Mavi, I don't know how this started, but you did it to me.
I hate you forever.
Forever! CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. It's brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to Geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Mavia did say he was concerned about me tonight when I ate dinner early. And I had a cutlet sandwich, rocking it. And it threw you off. You thought, like, something's wrong with him tonight. Because I am not feeling too excited about tonight, to be honest with you. I'm not having a great night. I'm not, like, enjoying the last couple of days around here.
Well, you know what? You were in here all day yesterday into the city in the hot weather. So when you ate early, I didn't know if that threw off your schedule completely. If all of a sudden now, you know, everything got moved up because you were doing things different yesterday,
right?
Or if it was just an abnormality.
Well, there's a lot of things that are going on around here, like not that have to do with us in terms of timing, right? We're going to be doing things a little differently coming up here and starting later this summer.
Yes, we will.
In terms of, like, things that we have to do around here.
A lot more work to do before the show these days.
Right, we're going to have to, like, be here early. Carver High's really excited about it. He's been telling everyone how thrilled he is at the extra work. He's just, you should see him. He's just, like, so motivated. He's like some of the other people I know around here that are on, like, every show. They just can't get enough of themselves, so they go do everything. They help everyone with their jobs, right? Don't they just do everyone's job for them? They just, like, go around and do everyone's job. They're like, what do they call them, go-getters? I heard this chick last night say to another chick in here, no names, no comment. I just heard her say, really great job by you taking the initiative to, like, do some project or something or some sound or something. And thanks for taking the initiative to be so aggressive and do that for me. It's just taking the initiative. How about do your job? Give me the tape and that's that. And have a sandwich. That's the way I do it. But everyone likes me. I'm cool. I'm like, bro, here's a cutlet sandwich. Now give me the sound. And give me all your weed. That doesn't seem to go over too well, but I also don't care about that. I'm losing my mind. I really am tonight. Carver High told me earlier that I've run out of gas and that he thinks that tonight's show has been a disaster and that I need to be injected with something. And so I recommended, some form of speedball. I'm thinking like an injection of adrenaline, Carver High. Maybe you're rocking the monster already. You're waiting until the
120. Always 120.
So you go in there into the Blue Lagoon hour and do it.
Every night.
So how are you making it through tonight? I mean, because you and I
make it through any night.
We're looking like we're going to keel over.
Yeah, I mean, Friday night, as I tell you all the time, is the worst for me.
And we did a lot of pre-work before the show tonight, a lot of work.
We did.
Did it take something out of you? Do you feel that?
Probably.
So it took something out of us, that thing we did.
Probably.
But you could see our greatness in that moment. You didn't feel greatness in the room?
No, I did.
Mafia, did you feel greatness in the room? Or?
I feel greatness anytime the three of us are in the room. That's just, we exude it.
Right. So I just wanted to say here one other thing. So my buddy's coming up from Florida. Your boy Captain Thunder is coming up from Florida next week. And he's like, he wants to go to the Yankee game with the Red Sox, right? Saturday night, of course he does.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's just easy to grab out of nowhere.
So I told him it's really hard to get the tickets, right? And he's like, not really. He's like, you can just buy them. Do you know how much 4 tickets to the Yankee game in the outfield cost? I'm just going to take a guess.
$2,000.
No. How much do you think, Carver High? We're playing the game now. What is this? This is like the game where you guess something and then like whoever's closest, like the Price is Right.
He's sitting in the outfield. What section? So, upstairs, downstairs, where are you sitting?
Right field bleachers.
Right field bleachers.
Four tickets, right field bleachers.
This is Sox are in what? Is that next weekend?
Red Sox, Saturday night under the lights at Yankee Stadium.
Bleachers,
apparently.
Probably $40 each.
$40 each?
Yeah.
Guess again. I'll give you both another guess. I mean, we have nothing better to do here tonight than guess this number, do we? I mean, I'm really, like, I'm not going to sit here and BS you about a bunch of NHL players from Guelph, okay?
$1,200.
No. Do you want me to just give you the answer and then save us all a lot of aggravation?
I mean, they're usually not that crazy.
$660.
For how many seats?
Four. $660. For four, I was like, Jesus. I'm like, and I'm not, as you know, I'm not cheap. I mean, have you ever seen me to be cheap?
Never.
But I mean, I'm not cheap.
No, look at how many pairs of, expensive basketball shoes you have that are like $200 a pop.
Whatever. I mean, just like in life, when you go out with me in Vegas or out to dinner, am I cheap?
Not at all.
I buy all the time. So I just want to say, I just do not want to spend $600 going to a Yankee game. That to me,
out in the heat and the,
I mean, it's just humidity. You're surrounded by idiots. It is not at least when I go to the amusement park, I can ride a roller coaster. You know what I mean? When I sit there and stand in line for 8 hours, I'm riding roller coasters. But when I go to Yankee Stadium, what do I get? Smelly, screaming idiots and losers everywhere. I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, they're like growing on trees out there. But I like going to the Bronx. I like going to the games. I like going to Yankee Stadium. But I also like when Mo used to give me the Matsui suite.
That used to be sweet. No pun intended.
But now I want to pay $660 to go sit in the outfield.
And that's not including the parking. That's
nothing.
Not including like another $400 in food for the four of you.
Nothing. It's a $1,000 night to go to Yankee Stadium. And to me, that is absolute, utter bull shack diesel.
Especially when you can sit at home in the AC, have your own couch, and this comfy couch to sit on.
If I'm going to go to the Yankee, and now I love John Boy and his son, don't get me wrong, but if I want to go to a Yankee game and spend that kind of money, I want to go with two hookers. I mean, where I'm going to get something out of it when I get back to the car. And I mean, are we on the air? Wait, never mind. It's a great family night out in the Bronx. And Yankee baseball on WFO. Ooh, with Ma and Pa Pinstripe. That's one of the cheesiest things I've ever heard in my life. Not the price of the tickets, but the people involved. Then again, they don't like me either. Are you telling me right now that Vinnie Paul has died?
That is correct.
Jesus, what happened there?
There hasn't been details released of what exactly happened, but there was official word on their Facebook, I believe, that he has passed away.
How old was he? He's been on my show.
Thinking his mid to late 50s.
I was friends with him, right? He's done the 54. He's done the show. Remember?
He was also the current drummer of Hell Yeah, so but that's another band.
Do you remember when he came on the show? And he came on at Howard Stern.
I remember when we had Phil on. I don't know if I was there for Vinny.
Yeah, I've had him on, both of them. He's dead now?
He passed away, yeah.
Jesus. Any other bad news you want to give me? I've had a lot of bad news over the last couple of weeks and last couple of hours. Tonight?
Nothing right now. I'll wait. Maybe something come up later
Yesterday was a bad news day. I felt like it was a bad news day. Mafia's like, what was the bad news? I'm like, He's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that when our whole world crumbled. Sorry about that. Sorry, I forgot the only thing that mattered in our lives disappeared into thin air. Anyway, moving along. Very sad. Vinnie Paul has died from Pantera. Didn't they lose Dimebag Darrell as well?
He was there performing with him in Damage Plan when it happened.
Oh, my God. What is
it? It was Pantera, and then him and his brother went and formed Damage Plan, and then he was part of Hell Yeah.
One of the other things I wanted to mention is the autopsy, I believe, came out for Bourdain. Did you see that? The medical examiner said there were no drugs in his system. So remember, he was a heroin addict. So they found him. He was clean when he hung himself in France in a hotel suite. How crazy is that? Like, all this stuff is just crazy, the news. Jason in Maryland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, Pharrell?
What's up, buddy?
Not too much. I was calling just curious, you know, on your take, changing something a little bit to the NFL, what you thought about the AFC North this year. And, you know, I said I'm from Maryland, so, you know, I'm obviously, you know, concerned about the Ravens and wondering what you think of their season this year and if you think they got a chance to overtake the Steelers this year.
Well, I mean, I know that they're, you know, excited about, you know, having Lamar Jackson there and everything like that. And I think there's a lot riding on Joe Flacco's shoulders for sure. This year, I think it's gotten to the point where people are now blaming him for their failures, right? So I think they're very close to turning on Flacco unless he puts up a big season. He needs to win, and I'm not talking about 9-7 either. It's just not good enough. The Steelers went 13-3. You know, they were better even on the road that they were at home. They were undefeated in the division. I still firmly believe at this point that they're the best team in that division, hands down, and that they're better than the Ravens. The Ravens had a lot of problems, if you ask me, and talent problems as well. And the Steelers, the only thing that they did, if you ask me, that changed that much was they gave up Martavius Bryant, really, right? And I actually, you know, I think Martavius Bryant's a great receiver. I really do. I think the guy could flat out make big plays and big catches. I liked him a lot, and I was disappointed that it ended the way it did in Pittsburgh with him going to Oakland and everything. By the way, they have found nothing accurate, right, on this guy. They said he failed a drug test and that he was going to be suspended. All that allegedly, what I'm hearing, is not true at this point, correct? That he did not fail a drug test? So he's going to be all right, and we'll see. I bet he's a rock star with Carr in Oakland. I really do. And I think he's going to do big things for the Raiders. But no, I do not like your Ravens over the Steelers at all. And, you know, like I said, I want to see Lamar Jackson play on that football team in some capacity or another. I firmly believe Baker Mayfield and Lamar Jackson were the two most exciting players in that draft in terms of that I liked watching play football. I think both of them are going to be ballers for sure.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, did you see that Gene Steratore had retired as an NFL ref?
I did see that.
He's the guy that basically he does college basketball too, right?
Correct.
And then, like, big games.
Yes.
And then he's done Super Bowls. He's basically
he did this year's Super Bowl.
He did. He's basically he was the ref for the Super Bowl. He's considered the best ref, right? So now he's the fourth ref to retire this offseason and quit. And he's been doing it for 15 years. And so they lost Hockley, Jeff Triplett, Terry McCauley, and now Steratore. And he had worked 12 playoff games, including the Super Bowl. So... he also was the ref for the infamous Dez Caught It game, Cowboys-Packers. He did that game as well. But, you know, he also was the ref that, like, tried to act really cool, right, when he did it. He had the whole act going on the mic. Remember? He would have, like, a little flair for the dramatic.
He'd actually explain the play.
Right. He'd explain the play and act cool, right, and be like, what we got here? Two guys going at it. One guy smudged the other guy's face. The other guy gouged him in the eye. We got double personal fouls. Both players have been ejected from the game. First down. Remember, he'd be like telling you a story about the call and explaining it to you. Gene Steratore, will he no longer do college basketball, I'm wondering?
It's possible he could keep that, just not do the NFL.
A lot of running up and down these NFL and basketball courts. You don't realize how big it is. They're all different sizes, right? The college gym and the pro gym are different. And then the NFL, you know, field is, you know, enormous. And you're just running around like a fiend doing these games. I don't know exactly how old he is or anything. Let's go to Mike in Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, Scott? Nice talking to you again. I was just wondering, I'm a Packers fan here in Chicago. I was wondering what you thought of the Patton hire for them for defensive coordinator, and where do they really stack up in the NFC as far as, you know, against the Eagles, I guess the Falcons and the Saints. If their defense is much improved, I think they got a shot to win the conference, because if Rodgers stays healthy, I think they're going to be right there.
That's obvious, right? I mean, it's simple. If that guy's playing, they have a chance to win every game that they play. And if he's not playing, they're not going anywhere, which is what we saw last year. So here's the deal. Patton was the Jets defensive coordinator, and then he was the Browns head coach, I believe, at one point or another in like 14 or 15 back in Cleveland. I never thought anything of him. I just never felt like, in my view, he ever did anything. I mean, when he was the Browns coach, they were terrible. And when he was the Jets D coordinator mafia, you're going to tell me what was that performance like?
He was a D coordinator under your boy Rex. They were decent. They were solid. But then after Rex got fired, he went up to Buffalo with them. They took over the Browns one. I mean, that was a situation where he was like the fifth or sixth guy on the list of guys they wanted to hire. Like, nobody wanted to go there. So he ended up taking the job and did a terrible job. But he's not meant to be a head coach. A lot of people like him as a defensive coordinator. We'll see what he could do in Green Bay.
So wasn't, like, Dom Capers the defensive coordinator up there? I believe so. So, I mean, he's gotten really old, whatever. I hate to say it, but it's true. And I think they needed a change. And frankly, they also stunk their defense. So We know that they had problems on that side of the ball. Look, we all know what Aaron Rodgers means to the Packers, literally everything. If he's not playing, they're nothing. If he is playing, they're a playoff team and they're dangerous. But in my view, they cannot win a Super Bowl if their defense sucks. Right? I mean, I'm just not buying the Green Bay Packers because I don't think their defense is good. I have heard recently that they're, like, you know, rebuilding the whole thing, right? So all this rebuild, I hate that word, right? When you're rebuilding, you suck. When we're starting over, you suck. That's all there is to it. Brandon in Boston, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Pharrell?
Hey, dude.
Hey, those first two callers sucked, dude. That guy's just talking about the Packers in June. Are you kidding me? I was at Fenway tonight. We were hitting yabos out of the yard.
I know.
10.
I mean, there must have been how many?
The Mariners.
How many home runs were there in the game? Hold on, Darwin, do you remember? Because we talked about it earlier. Cruz hit a couple.
I believe there's only four, but there was like 40 hits combined.
Five, yeah, and by the way, I guess $600 for those Yankees tickets. They're not that much, but I could have predicted that.
All right. Well, Captain Obvious here. He already knew what the price of the tickets were. Congratulations.
Hey, where were you 20 minutes ago,
right? Where were you when we were...
Day late, a dollar short, you know?
Did you hear us before doing the tickets?
No, I got to do the local update.
Well, how much do you think the four Yankee tickets are worth in the outfield? Well, you heard the guy, right?
Yankees Red Sox.
$660 for Yankee Red Sox.
I wouldn't have said that.
Would you pay $660 before you even park?
Absolutely not.
I mean, it's just insane, right?
That's ridiculous.
Look, I think the Yankees are great and everything, and they're really fun, and they're tremendously fun when they're free on television. I have $660. I could think of 5 million things I'd rather spend. I could buy 3 pairs of LeBron 15s, high and low cut, for the price of 1 9-inning baseball game that'll take 2.5 hours.
There's 162 games. There's just not a lot of value in one game going to it. If there's an NFL game, there's 16. Sure, one game is hugely important. Baseball is 162. It's not that important.
I'm not paying $660 to go to any NFL game. I don't care what it is.
I'd go to the AFC Championship, NFC Championship game at Lambeau or something.
All right, now you're talking championship games. Yeah. And the Super Bowl is a little different. The Super Bowl is $3,000-$5,000. You know, I mean, so don't
tell you.
I'm talking about a Saturday Yankee Red Sox game at the end of June.
No
chance. It's $660 to sit in the bleachers. How about kiss my ass? How does that sound? So I'm immediately calling everyone I know that has tickets, and I'm just like trying to be cool about it, like, hey, you want to sell me your tickets, or do you want to give them to me? You want to? Is there anybody who wants to, you know, give me their comps, whatever? Like, I'm not interested in. I'm not paying $700, $800 to go to a Yankee game because you got to park. That's $50, and I'm telling you, you're spending $1.50 on food when you're in there. As sure as I'm sitting here, because every time I go to a Yankee game, like, look, I spend $200 every time I'm there. And let me tell you something else. When I drank, I spent $450 because I drank 15, 20 beers.
Well,
I
mean, what, $12 a pop?
Bro, when I drank, I didn't care if the beers were $100. I drank them. I mean, I drank them. So, and I drank one after the next. I never once ever remember driving home from a Yankee game. Someone always took me. I always got there, and then we would do... Mavi, was that the day we drove home from the Yankee game that my dad thought there was a terrorist at the...
Yes, there was.
By the like, temple?
And he was confusing people's names.
He thought that he saw, like, an Arab person, and he was like, it's a terrorist. We're going to die. He's going to blow up the church.
I think it was even the reverse. I think it was...
It was 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
I think it was, like, an Hasidic Jewish person going to a... mosque, and he's like, oh, it's probably a terrorist. We're like, what are you talking about?
It was somebody going into a temple, and my dad immediately said that they were going to blow us all up.
They called your boy Rasan Rufus.
What a horrible neighborhood this is in Harlem. I'm like, well, yeah. He goes, where the hell are we in this hellhole? Goddamn terrorists.
Oh, please.
There's an Arab.
It is beautiful.
Muslim going into a temple on a holy day.
Calls from everybody and his brother here tonight.
For Christ's sakes, this hellhole neighborhood here, all these blacks. What is going on here? This is I'm like, Dad, it's Harlem. He's like, get me out of this hellhole. God damn, kids.
Dad wasn't riding the D train.
That escalated quickly.
No.
No D train. Really got out of hand fast.
He wouldn't listen. I got a better story for it real quick. I got 10 seconds. This guy on Father's Day, I called him 5 times. He couldn't answer the phone. Like, I heard him answer it like all 5 times. Hello? 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 Yeah, hello? Yeah, he's like, and then he's like, damn phone. Can't hear anything. I don't know what's wrong with it. Speaker phone on the damn phone. Hello? I was like, happy Father's Day. Hello? I was like, call me back. I can't hear a word he's saying to me. So I never talked to my dad on Father's Day. It just never happened. He gave up. He's like, call the husband. Call the other phone. Let me get another number. Nothing. He did not know how to use the phone.
Does he have a cell?
Dude, he's like, you know, it's the end of the road, bro. He's mid-80s, and it's just over. And I love everybody, even if you're old. I love you. But my dad has gone off the deep end. He can't even, like, talk on a phone. Ask Mafia. I'm not making this stuff up. He called me the other day. He goes, how's young Jerry's birthday? I was like, his name's Gunner, Dad. How's young Mitchell? It's McKenna, Dad. Not Mitchell. Gary. Damn kid. Terrorist.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Always important, as you know, Carver, on this show to talk about Tom Brady as much as possible.
What now?
He's been nominated for multiple ESPY Awards.
Oh, you mean the show that nobody watches?
Yeah, the best male athlete.
Yeah.
And
can you tell me who won the best male athlete at the ESPYs last year?
No.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter.
He's also nominated for the best record-breaking performance.
Wow, there's one that I can remember off the top of my head every year.
Yeah.
Is there anything more useless than the ESPY Awards? Honestly, is there anything more useless than the ESPY Awards?
Yes.
You talk about
the body issue.
Yeah, you're probably right. You talk about an event that was only created because there's absolutely nothing else going on that week. Basically, as ESPN said, we don't have anything else to show this week, so let's create this award show.
And Oscars.
Let's just create our own thing, and we'll have it, you know, that Wednesday night during the All-Star break of baseball, middle of summer, nothing else going on, and we'll sell it like it's the best thing ever. And meanwhile, it's the worst 2 hours of television
you've ever watched in
your life.
Is it like a zany radio bit?
It's like a zany radio bit times 100 is what that thing is. You couldn't pay me enough to watch that show.
I just wanted you to know that you're right about that, but I just wanted you to know that Tom Brady's excellence.
I hope he wins all the ESPYs.
Permeated again the typical cylinder of greatness over at ESPN. He's now broken through to win multiple awards as the greatest human being ever. That has come out of a woman. I have to tell you as well, Carver High, that, you know, he wins all these awards and everything else. And he was at the U2 concert the other night at the TD Garden.
I saw that.
With a lovely Giselle.
Looked like he had a great time.
It appears as though Mr. Brady was singing U2 songs all night and people were recording him singing terribly too. Such hits as, I don't know. Vertigo was one of the songs he was singing, I believe. And The Name of Love as well.
I mean, look, here's where.
Name of Love.
You know,
One man in the name of love.
I hope that was better than what Tom did.
Right, you know the Vertigo song? How did that go,
Mafia? I know how Vertigo goes. But here's the one.
They're
all taking video of him. Honestly, can you let the poor guy just watch the concert?
No.
I mean, really.
No, he's Tom Brady.
Honestly.
Everybody has to get close.
Do we need to just... Why? Why?
Is this Vertigo?
Here we go. Vertigo.
One of the worst ones they've ever written.
Here we go. Crank it up.
This album actually isn't that bad.
Did you see U2 live?
I have not, actually. I'd like to.
I have to say that he got really cheesy, if you ask me, in life, later in life. That's just me. I think this guy, what's his name, Bono? Is he not?
Bono?
Whatever.
Bono.
Whatever. I'm sorry, I can't live up to all your greatness.
Yeah, that Chaz Bono, I don't like him in you two.
Now listen, Bono, is that his name? He's Mr. Political, right? He's very political. He's always protesting things and standing up for human rights. God bless him. I think the Orioles, am I wrong, or is this replayitis? This may be replayitis. Is it still 7-all, or is it now a 2-run lead on a Machado blast? Was that what just happened? I think he may have just blasted. He did. Machado, a 2-run homer in the 15th inning to give the Orioles the lead in Atlanta in the longest game tonight, hands down. The lowly Orioles, who have managed to be flat-out terrible all year. All you've heard about is, where is Machado going? They're 21-52. They've lost 8 of their last 10. All they do is lose. And then now they're 29 games back of the Yankees. Their season is over. Can you imagine? How much do you think Oriole tickets cost in the right field bleachers next Saturday night? $20?
$7.
Billy in Michigan, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Mr. Farrell, nice to talk to you.
Hey.
Hey, listen, man, I got to tell you, I know you've heard it 1,000 times, but you're the best in the business.
Come on.
You and Mafia and Carver High, nobody does it better, man.
Those guys make me look good, Carver High and Mafia. I'm just lucky I'm here. There's a lot of people that didn't want me here. I can tell you that.
All right, listen. Hey, man, I just want to touch on that. I'm from Michigan, so the Detroit Lions, they've had all the great talent they could ever wish for, and they just can't get it done. What needs to happen in the front office for them to be continuously competitive?
I don't know about that. I think the only good players that I've seen there, in my view, like real great players, are Barry Sanders and Megatron. Right. Who else?
Herman Moore comes up.
I won't deny Herman Moore was a good player. I like Stafford. I'm not going to argue with that he's got talent. But, I mean, honestly, I think they have never had anybody that great, except for the ones I mentioned and you mentioned. There's really – who else? I'm sure we could sit here all night and dig through the annals of the history of the – Detroit Lions and find a bunch of great players. But do you know, like, let's just say right now in the last 10 years, who would you say, Carver? Megatron, that's it.
That's it.
That's it. He's like the only good player. So you're telling me that the Lions have had all these great players? No, they haven't. And that's why they stink. I mean, they have.
Maybe in the 40s, they had all these great players.
Yeah, they've stunk forever, dude. That's just all there is to it. And I've always, look, I love Detroit. I got a lot of friends there. And I constantly, Mafia, back me up on this. Do I have all these people from Michigan and Ann Arbor on and Detroit? Didn't I just have Jimmy Howard on the show? I have every Michigan connection in the world on this show. I constantly sell Michigan. But I don't, I honestly, the Lions are a joke, and they always have been, and I don't even think they should be allowed to play on Thanksgiving Day.
Would you like to know
really
who
I
the,
think they suck so bad they shouldn't play on Thanksgiving.
Would you like to know who...
I'd rather see good teams play on Thanksgiving, to be honest with you. Watching the Lions is like talking to your grandmother. It's boring. Sorry to all the grandmothers out there, but you really are boring. Hate me all you want. There's only one grandmother I like, too. Kathy O and Liz... Our friend Liz Carver, isn't that her name? That's it. Do we have any grandparents on your side that I like?
My mom?
Yeah, your mom. Is she grandma too? I can't keep track of all these people. Who else?
No one else.
All right. I didn't put my dad in there. Notice that.
We pretty much established why in the last segment.
We've already destroyed him tonight. Is there anyone else that you want me to make fun of? Listen, I'm going to make fun of right now. What happened? What has happened to Machado's hairdo? What is that thing on his head? He looks like a beaver or something. What is that hairdo that he's got? That is the worst looking hairdo I've ever seen in my life. What is going on there? They were showing it before for like 5 minutes after he hit the homer. There he is right now. Look at that hairdo. What is that? What a mistake that was. Did he fall asleep under a lawnmower? Oh, my God. I got a haircut today, Mafia. Did you notice?
I did not. Looks nice.
Carver, how did you notice? Look at that hairdo. Are you guys looking at the Oriole game? Look at that thing. What is that?
Looks like a Muppet wig.
What is that hairdo? What is going on there, bro? What have you done to yourself? I mean, you really do look like an idiot. Nice home run, though. He's going to every single team in the majors, Machado, in the offseason. And he's going to the Yankees and Red Sox like seven times over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.